You want to go to the Kentucky Derby? I said, with mane and tail? Absolutely.
That's access.
So that, like, so next week, I'll be at the Kentucky Derby with mane and tail in this suit.
Some of the other product rollouts in conjunction with the release, is all that gone according to plan?
It's fantastic. Like, there's so many things that are happening. Like, all this co-promotion is going around the movie. Like, we have more co-promotional parties around this film than any independent film's ever had, any documentary's ever had. It's interesting. It's exciting. You know, so now the question is, will it all kind of help, you know, push people towards the theater? That's the real question. But it's been amazing. But there's so many brands that are so unhappy that we talk about mane and tail. Because I go on Conan. I took a horse on Conan last week. It's like they were like, how could you talk about mane and tail? It's like, what about us? And I was like, your product's not funny. It's funny. It's a shampoo for horses and people. You can't top that.
So obviously you have a lot of fun with the brands. It's in a way good exposure for them. It's all in the film. Where do you draw that line in terms of, like, you know, where you're satirizing and you want that awareness and you're having fun and being grateful?
I draw that line right here. Hold on.
I'm so confused right now. I'm so confused.
What was your question? Well, I mean, I think the thing for us was we wanted to go up as close to that line of kind of, like, you know, breach of contract as we could. And dance right on that line as much as possible, and still kind of, you know, make a film that didn't give them final cut, that didn't give them final proof, which they didn't get, and they all wanted it. They all, like, in their first contracts that we got, were like 50 pages long. Like, it literally was like a Magna Carta, and it came, and we were like pushing back, like, no, we can't do this. We're not agreeing to the final cut. We're not agreeing to final approval of your product in the movie. You know, you can't have any of that. And so there were three things that we agreed to with all the brands, which was, the first one was the right to a creative consultation, where we talked to them about how we would put their product in the film, much like the mane and tail phone call. That was a creative consultation, if you didn't know. It's not that in depth. The second was, we promised, like, everybody had a non-disparagement agreement. We won't disparage your product in the film. That was the second. And then the third was, we gave them all the right to see the film before theatrical distribution. So before the film comes out in theaters, we said, we'll show you the movie. So then the minute when the film's announced in December, they're going to Sundance, literally the phone starts ringing off the hook. All the brands are like, we gotta see this film, you gotta show it to us. And I was like, well, the film's not done. We're not finished. I'm like, well, you have to come to our offices and show it to us. Absolutely not. No, because that's the last thing you wanna do. You wanna be sitting in, like, a conference room with, like, all their lawyers, all their marketing people, watching this film through a tunnel that's literally about that wide. This latest, it's all about us, and they're watching, like, oh my god, I can't believe you said that. Oh my god, we look terrible. Quick, call more lawyers. You know, and so I basically told them all. I said, you know what you should do? We're finishing the film. It's going to take us a few more weeks. Why don't you just all come to Sundance and watch the movie? And then, that's exactly. And they were like, well, that's like, it's playing in the theater. It's like a theatrical release. I'm like, no, it's just like a little film festival. Nobody cares. I said, you should come there, you'll see with a real audience, you'll see with, like, real people, and then it'll make a big difference, it'll play differently, trust me. So they all said yes, remarkably. And so 11 of the 15 brands came to Sundance to see the movie. The film played great, audience loved it. Afterwards, we brought all the crew down, all the brands down. As the brands came down, all the brands come down the aisle, like Price is Right, as we're calling them down. People are so excited. People are like, they come running down the aisle, and people are like, Band Deodorant's here! Woo! Band! So all come down front. And then there was a woman in the front row who said, she goes, I just want you guys all to know. Let me just say, thank you to all you guys for making this movie. I'm just telling you right now, because you supported this film, I'm going to go out and buy more of your products. But I'm conflicted about it. Because I know that's what the whole movie's about.
Do you remain conflicted? Would you finance another film with product placements more subtle, not ironically? Would you do that?
The sequel, absolutely. I mean, I think that for a documentary, it's really difficult. I think it's hard for a doc to, you know, I don't know, to have that happen within it, you know, in a way that makes sense and doesn't infringe on anything. Because the fact is, once you start getting, I think, into business with a corporate sponsor, a brand, anything, it's not a 50% chance. I think it's a 100% chance they will in some way influence the content. 100%, period. Whether it's something you can say, something you can't do, something you can't talk about, someplace you can't go, something you can or can't represent with regards to them, anything. They will start to influence what you can and can't say. And as a documentary filmmaker, I don't think those are parameters you want to put around yourself when you're making a movie. For this film, it works great. There's a friend of mine, Jess Search, who she found BritDoc a few years ago. She has this thing called The Good Pitch, where they have a pitching forum. Is it happening here? It's happened here in the past. And so they do it at Sundance. They've done it at Tribeca. They've done it at ITFA. And so one of the things that happens within this is people will come and pitch ideas. And, you know, broadcasters will come and listen, as well as companies. So companies will come and listen. And companies will come and give money to projects. And they won't put projects. It's like they're like people holding up Nike tennis shoes in the middle of, like, the film. But they're giving money either through, like, a foundation arm or through their direct corporate arm just to be aligned with an idea. And I think you'll see a lot more of that just to, because it's more of an alignment of ideologies much more than putting products in things. And I think more of that will happen in the years to come.